let's keep this call to your questions, then.
I'll put them into big questions. If you can just give a very brief overview of what you just relayed in the first two calls, and we'll see this may come first, as it relates to the people who are being and doing in Unity, the actual solar eclipse energy is coming right this moment, and this next, say, 36, 40 hours culmination of stuff breaking loose. That would be very helpful.
Okay, hold on. Don't go any further. Let's do that so I can remember exactly. Basically, everyone is working hard in their part for what happens over the next 24 to 36 hours. And it'll just flow more than that. We're talking that tsunami is finally hitting.
Yes.
Very tangibly. Okay? Visibly. It's undeniable. It's actualized. Okay? The first two calls that you and I did, basic summary, I went over the fact of at least through the prison systems, which are really a nexus, like an energetic, it's a ley line. My God, the ley line. In a way that honestly I've never even seen before. And it goes all over the place. And that's throughout the entire world, the way they set these up, where they set them up, et cetera, et cetera. So all these people have been working on the inside for this moment of changing, like making it so that the actual result, which would be the big picture that we've all been working towards,
yes,
is the only result that exists now. And I'm talking about I've met people in here that have been working on this for, you know, 5, 6 years, even longer, even shorter. A lot came in over the last year and a half, 2 years. A lot. Saying, okay, this is it. And they knew about the filings. They knew about, you know, the TDAs, the Treasury Direct Deposit accounts. They knew about all that stuff.
I'm going to stop you for a second, just to go back so it's clear. So the ley lines, the whole infrastructure, the whole pathways are not only on planet Earth, but they reach off planet to other planets. Is that correct?
Universal. They are absolutely universal. What is happening is the dissolution of the entire universal prison systems that were throughout every single branch of the Universal Trust.
Okay. And connect that now so people get this. Connect every branch of the Universal Trust that also is correlating to the TDA, although it may be called something different, those trusts as well, correct?
Yeah, they were, you know, everyone has their own currency, which is why you have the Universal Commercial Conversion System, right? Because everyone had their own tools and devices of commerce to have energy flow, right? All of this is literally being dissolved right now. There's a difference between knowing it and a whole other thing to experience it. And right now we have everyone implementing the experience.
Right.
It's done. It is over. And that is what the first call you and I went over about.
Right.
I mean, how long have we done? 2 or 3 so far? This is our fourth one. Third.
Tonight?
This
is the third one tonight.
I don't even know what day it is. Tell Brian and his ding-dong of a Mayan calendar, no day or no time. I've been living it for how long now? So
right.
Since the 25th, at least. I owe him big time. So I'm that's what these calls have been about, is kind of going more in-depth into that. This is so big. This is so huge. We know that Florida got shut down yesterday. I spoke with two of the girls that are in here right now who are, let's just say, very similar to me, and they've been working from different angles and from all around the world. They're here as well. And the kind of general feel is that they're pretty much going to maybe do that, repeat that process in other states. They're getting very, very nervous. The light that's coming through. I feel good out. Okay, she just told me I've got to fix this. Okay, so...
You can call me back.
Yes, let me call you back, but this is that's what's happening, BZ. It's huge.
I get it, but I can hear everybody else who's going to be asking the questions. So if you can, call me back, and we'll
do
this last piece. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Okay.
So was there anything else you wanted to add? I can splice the two pieces together. Add on the overview of that last question?
No, really. Well, yes, there is one thing. Because that was the question amongst the, especially the ones that have been sort of in solitary confinement the last 5 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't know about, they were surprised that everyone on the planet got secured. They knew that, they thought it would just be humanity and that there'd be sort of a weeding out.
Right.
What do they call that? The chaff, getting the chaff from the wheat kind of thing,
yeah.
Or the wheat from the chaff.
Or no, selective
everyone.
Love.
Yeah, exactly. Conditional love. And they were just very, very surprised that was the choice that was made, was that everyone gets to start new, everyone wins, and they were actually super excited about that. The second thing was, their first question was, they already knew about the Treasury Direct Deposit accounts and all the international equivalent. So they get that was all frozen, so nobody could use them except for the respective owners. Their question was, what's going to happen with banks? Are they going to shut down? I started laughing. I was like, well, the solar eclipse is tomorrow, right? One thing I've been telling the families, the Federal Reserve, everyone who is listening, is that, you know, the way this worked was they got to experience, you know, everyone going in and accessing unfettered access, right? So until they manually went in to fetter the access and the facilitation.
Right.
And so that they could feel how that felt. And it's really a false bravado, right? Because now everything goes self-powered, self-correcting. They basically get blocked out of the access. And that's because all the source code, it was all changed to source code back in December 10th, 2013. Now they're going to experience that. So basically they're experiencing source of all that is, and the fact that they never really had control of what they thought they had control of. And from what I understand, it was foreseen that this would happen, but the feds try to go in and have IT experts try to change all the code.
Yes, we actually have someone who is an IT expert hired with a government contract come and comment on the IUV post to tell us what was going on from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, and it's the same thing communication companies have been working on. I know Cass Baird has been working on that stuff too, and they don't have control over the systems that they thought they did, right? And that's a big reason why. It's because all the people on the planet paid for them.
Right.
Okay, so source code knows that, and the other thing is all the energetic signatures, that everyone has a unique energetic signature, that's the only thing that's online. So it doesn't matter if they even forge your stuff, it's already known that it's not you that signed it, because it all is energetic signature at this point. Everything. There's not an and going on.
Right.
Okay, everything was an and before. Now it's just a hell no, not this time, and now only the all comes through, which means, yes, all is permitted, but all that flows in the flow.
Yes.
And that's what the... It's a harmonization of every single frequency that was cut out and put in a vacuum and compartmentalized is now harmonized in the full and complete spectrum, and that spectrum is just love, period. And it is now measurable, and it's measurable only basically through the actual embodiments, the advanced technology that we know of as the human body.
Correct.
The consciousness. Okay?
And just to clarify for everyone, this is not just the TDAs. This is all of all. What you're talking about,
all
the
of
language
all.
Is different. It just, but, well, you know that. I know that. But so that everybody can understand that. Where you're talking, every time that you talk about the prison or you talk about the TDAs, any of those specific things, you can use the same information that you are presenting tonight for any subject, any system, anything, in all of it, on planet and off planet, is all coming down with the original and the way that it's the amazing stuff that it's supposed to be for every single being, none left out, That's all happening tomorrow. Okay.
It's always all been happening, DZ.
Right.
But it's all coming into consciousness of every single one. That's
yes.
the difference.
Yes.
And you can make it as fast as, you know, it used to be where you, it goes as fast as you go. It was allowed everyone to go at their own pace. And right now, everyone's heart is saying, done, we're enough, no more. To the point where now everyone, just wherever they are, it all just comes right into reality and experience, and that's all there is. And that's what tomorrow is about. You know, in order to get a different result, you got to change the formula. Well, now we're changing not only the formula, but the result. And the result is the all. That's what everyone's chosen, and that's what is being implemented, and that's all that's going to be experienced now.
Great. Okay, so to finish up with one last big question, given that everybody will do what they feel moved to do, can you lay out a sense of, for the next 36 hours, flowing with all this magic and this abundance and love that's flowing, what is a way for them to highlight that, to amplify that?
Easy, you know my answer to that.
I know, but look, I'm just relaying the questions that are being asked in my ears.
I'm never going to limit any of this.
They tried, Heather.
I know. This is with all my entire being, okay? Do as you feel to do. Be as fantastical as you can in your imagination. I am dreaming bigger than big, beyond anything ever experienced in imagination, and I embrace you as you do so as well. Just no matter how you feel to do, I embrace you and I love you for all that you're doing. Okay? So do and be as you feel to do, and I'm amplifying. That really is truly my biggest thing. I do as I feel to do and be as I feel to be, and I don't know, I can't even tell you guys what that's going to look like. Or
right.
The next 24 hours. I mean, I've been imagining big on that, but, you know, all thoughts are pulled out. So, I mean, pretty much everyone thinks I'm crazy for even doing what I've been doing the last month, right? But I'm really excited because now I'm pulling out all my stops.
Right.
So I don't know what that's going to look like. I just know I'm going to know how to be and how to do as each moment comes along. And that's what I would suggest to everyone else. I'm amplifying that everyone feels the courage and the confidence to be and do as they feel to do. And like I said, to move beyond limits of imagination.
Right. So reach for beyond the stars and play where you play. Whatever you imagine, it's great and it's not too far out by any stretch of the imagination.
The answer is yes, already.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for these moments. I don't know what it's going to look like. But
yep. And everybody has polished up their dancing shoes, and they are excited to just be and do right on to the hugging dance floor.
Oh, I am too, honey. I am too. So perfect. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Thank everyone. I can't wait to dance and hug and kiss everyone and just, God, have some drinks and cigarettes, obviously, and boogie down. Yes, I smoke in every stream of consciousness, just so everyone knows.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good. It's your choice. All right, so
oh
I will get this out, and you will feel the joyful expansion of Without Limits being and doing as it hits people's ears and hearts and mind.
Thank you, honey, and all my love to everyone, and as all flows, I'll see you in the flow.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you, too. Bye. So I'm just going to focus on the big stuff, the big picture stuff, to make sure that we keep that forward momentum. Details are really just specific for how everyone wants to have fun. Okay? The big picture stuff, I will give you the stuff from the inside that's happening, because for this moment, there's still an inside and an outside.
Okay.
And that's in so many areas and fields and et cetera, and that's what's being all dissolved and near instantly as of tomorrow. Okay.
Yes.
Been prepped for years. I'll give you just the story. Nothing is as it appears, right? My dad joked that most people for vacations just take cruises, and I was like, yeah, but they don't give you free clothes. So there's a different reason why I personally am in the system, as well as Randy and others. I've met so many, especially seeing as how they're giving me a tour of the Federal Bureau of Prisons and the contract jails, right? Almost every facility I had, especially Oklahoma, which is probably the largest hub transfer. They have their own airport. It's amazing just to watch all this stuff go down. And basically you have, I already knew it was universal before I even came in, that the doing, you and I had talked, what, 4 months?
Right.
That was before we started. So about 5 months ago, you, yep. BZ, and I, we had talked. Didn't know the details then. In fact, I couldn't even spit them out. Now we know a lot of details, but there's so many details that are going on that nobody really knows about them, but everyone can feel them. That big
yes.
picture?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there is the prison systems weren't just U.S., they weren't just global, they were universal.
Mm-hmm.
There is a universal dissolution, a dissolving of the entire prison systems in existence. There are so many on the inside that are actually working this, and they're from Alphabet that would be familiar to
mm-hmm.
everyone that's
yep.
listening to this call. We're talking some serious agents from not just the Alphabet, but we're also talking law enforcement agencies, you know, U.S. Marshals, and you do have FBI, and I want to make this clear. The families and you know, those that were the former overseers of this branch, this planetary branch of the Universal Trust, I really just want people to understand they just didn't know how to unravel it. And that was expressed over numerous months for the last 2.5 years.
Yes.
And there were already people in here. I've met people that have been in here for 4.5 years. Talk about dedication and commitment from all over and every single facility I've been in. And usually when I move to a facility, others arrive just in time, and then we had our meetings, and then they would be moved out.
Right.
Okay, and they were so grateful to hear that everything's closing up because they've been preparing for this for a long time. They're incredible beings with fortitude and heart that are just amazing. And I do have on another call, we'll go over some of the things that they really wanted to impress on everyone so that everyone can get rid of fear. Like, everyone right now has a different experience, right, especially those that have been in here for quite some time. And mind you, there's a huge effort on the inside to dissolve things. But just as there's huge efforts on the outside to dissolve things.
Right.
Okay, and that's where we all are doing this together. And that was the greatest message that each and every one that I've come together with within the inside wanted everyone to know. There's never been a question or a doubt of their fortitude or their stamina or that this is what they choose because they want a better world. They want a better experience for everyone. And they each have their own personal reasons and personal motivations. And what I mean by that is it could be their family, it could be their children, it could be their, you know, their loved ones, their spouse, whatever it might be was their personal motivation, they said, but then it just snowballed into something so much more.
Right.
Right, once they got in. Cause they didn't even know it would take this long. So a lot of them were shocked that I was in here to begin with, but we recognized each other very quickly. We get the data that we need to get, we swap the data we need to swap, and then they move on to another facility to be able to transmit and receive.
Yes.
Okay? And these are people that know the universal dissolution is going on. So data comes to them very, very quickly. It's the details, usually. You know, when you hear details, it is, oh, it just goes so far.
Mm-hmm.
To know the details, to feel the joy and the exuberance and people and empowering themselves. That's been the biggest joy for the ones that I've met with, where they're like, oh my God, they're doing it. They're finally doing it.
Yes.
Every single one of them knew that the hardest part was going to bring people around the world together to make the change. And so everyone has been so excited that everyone is coming together on the outside, because that's what helps all these ones on the inside. So there is no more inside outside. And
right.
I can tell you, there's going to be no problem transitioning everyone out of these systems. Not at all.
In the blink of an eye.
Preparation that's been going on. It's phenomenal. So that is in general topic, and if you have any other questions and we're able to communicate, you know, right now I understand that Florida, as of yesterday, got locked down until further notice. That's been, you know, because there is limited contact for these certain ones. Like the first time, some of them were in solitary, for instance, for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in some of the darkest, deepest, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they get transferred at just the right moment for something insane, and then they get returned back. Right? They get designated somewhere, and then they get returned back without ever arriving to their designated destination. So everyone knows what's going on. Everyone's brilliant and beautiful. And I'm not talking just inmates. I'm talking also officers, marshals. I have personally had a fun experience, amazing experience. And it's mutually enlightening, mutually joyful, mutually expansive. It's incredible. Incredible. And I know this is going to sound maybe weird for those that just don't have a reference point, but I have had a fantastic fucking time.
Doesn't sound weird at all to me. I got it.
And the people I'm meeting are amazing, like I said, from officers to, you know, agents to inmates in general. It's an amazing experience, and I'm so proud and honored to have done this with them. Like I said, they were a little shocked that I was in here in the first place, but then they knew at that point it was end time and beginning time.
Right.
This is what they've been working so hard for for a long time, and there's a lot of data coming in on the whole universal dissolution, and everything is basically what's going on here is what's going on over there and going on over there, because there is no more there and here. There's just here.
Right.
And that's what tomorrow and the solar eclipse and all that, they're going off of old scripts. They hope that everyone's original. They, you know, those former overseers and the families, they hope that everyone's original. They hope that everyone wins, including them. They have, you know, they just hope all that. That's in their hearts. That's what they hope for.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, it's hard habits, beliefs and habits are hard to break. So that's where we are right now is, tomorrow's a huge day. Tomorrow and the next day are huge days, and they just don't know what to expect. And all I can tell everyone is it's beautiful. And I want to thank everyone in advance because this has been amazing. And, you know, making that, it's one thing to know and it's a whole other thing to experience. And we're closing out something, at least for me, that started in 72.
Right.
And for the science, the scientists and especially like CERN, because that had kicked up in 71, 72, let's just say, at least for me personally, that's when I came in, and so something for me personally is closing out here, which was probably the longest hand that has been played for me. So,
and that was CERN?
I thank everyone.
That had to do with CERN.
Yeah, they just picked it up in 71. Mm-hmm. And it was August. It was the end, last few days of July and the first weeks of August that they made some notice, the scientists and secret societies and everyone else, but they just didn't know identities or identification of what it was. So I'm very excited for this moment. I remember the last solar eclipse. I remember as a little girl watching that solar eclipse. I'm very excited for this moment. Everyone's fields, energetic signature and fields are coming in full blast. So use them. Use them consciously. Do as you feel to do. And I want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone.
Everybody's fired up and they are doing the do as you feel to do dance. So they're doing away.
Well, I got to tell you, everyone in here that I've had meetings with and met with and gone through things with, they are just overjoyed at the awareness and the unity that has occurred, because the unity part was always what nobody could figure out, apparently. And going in and having everything ready, that was the easy part. Having agents in the right place, in the right moment, having transmitters and receivers exactly in the alchemical formula, but it was always the unity part. And yet the unity part they're now seeing just flows by everyone being and doing as they feel to do and trusting yourself.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Right, and
even
in the unity part, you'll have sometimes someone, part of their doing is to question or say, well, I'm not going to forgive, or I'm not going to do this, or I don't want to be together. And in them expressing that, it's a way for them to integrate it. And it's also a way for others who come into contact with it to make a choice point for themselves of, no,
yeah,
they actually want to go towards unity. So it's beautiful. It's all happening as the dance choreograph.
You know, whenever anyone would put something out, you know, I stayed silent for quite a few years after I'd come out publicly. But I stayed silent because whenever someone would write something, even though inside I'd be like, hell fucking no.
Right.
No way. You know? I just sat there going, how beautiful. I'm so grateful to that one for writing that.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
Are you going to call me back after this?
Yeah, I am. I was so grateful for that one for writing it out because then I could express my own tone.
Yes.
How I felt. So they overrided it beautifully. So everyone is a catalyst here. They're self-catalyzing and they're catalysts.
Absolutely.
So everyone is doing this together.
Absolutely.
I love you guys very much. I'll call you back here and we can get on because I have a few messages, especially for any of those that people are, you know, in jail or in the systems where they're trying to get DNA or blood samples or shoot them with who knows what kind of medicines. There was a lot of agents that wanted people to have this info, and I'll call you back and we'll go over that.
Okay, you're live.
Okay, so with some of the agents and stuff that I've met that are on the inside, they wanted to make sure, because there's a lot of fear. That is fear tactics that are used when people come in, especially if they haven't been in here before.
Mm-hmm.
And most inmates don't talk to other inmates, you know, especially if they don't know each other. But there are those that are in here that truly aren't what they appear to be. And they go in to try to make everyone feel as comfortable as possible. They also are in there to diffuse, so be the opposite effect of what CIA used to do, like down in, like in Poland or Argentina, you know, a lot in South America recently, where they'll just insert people into the fields, like Arab Spring, same thing. They'll put people in to try to cause riots.
Right.
And they do the opposite here inside, where they try to always calm things down, neutralize situations. They're amazing beings. And so we went through a lot of different data. They have been collecting, talk about a judicial corruption investigation that's literally all over America, if not worldwide, because they have other teams that they work with in Europe. So there's a lot of, I met with the one, let's just say there's been different ones from different countries that I've been meeting with.
Mm-hmm.
And they report that the massive data that's been pulled is the corruption is all the way through. So it's a given. They all know, we all know that it's coming down. That's not an issue. So what they wanted to do was for those that were asking for the data, especially for instances where they try to take DNA, they try to take fingerprints, or they try to, each of us has our own way of dealing with it, and it really truly is just how comfortable people are, as well as shooting drugs in. So I'm going to give you a couple of the examples. Everyone
okay.
is pretty aware with how I deal with things. You know, I already, and this has to deal with the filings that I did for everyone, securing everyone 4.5 years ago. It was already checkmate 4.5 years ago, in my eyes, in my heart. So I have no problem going in. They want, and I give them the DNA. I give them what they want so that they can actually see the difference. And what I mean by that is all the DNA and stuff that they've taken from every single being after the born, et cetera, et cetera. They monitor it. They try to manipulate it without even having to meet with you face-to-face.
Right.
If something doesn't work, then they have to go in and do social interaction. If that doesn't work, then they have to get really visible. Okay? So what I mean by this is I prefer to give them access to the data that I have. Then they go in and try to measure it, and they get blown away. So it helps them to be able to shift their thinking. And that's just my method and my tactics. Right? There's nothing they can do to hurt me All it does is give them education, period, and help shift them. The others gave me all of their different experiences, which is so beautiful. They were like, okay, look, we just always say, I don't give you authority over my body, which is a, you know, that's a typical phrase, but when you be it and you live it, they can't touch you. That's the difference. And a lot of people are aware in here of, funny enough, the Treasury Direct deposit accounts and what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's general population.
Right.
Here. Fine. They also know about, you know, sovereign movements, constitutionalists, and they all agree. The same thing as what I always speak about is for sovereign movement, you have to always have someone underneath you in order for you to be a sovereign. Constitutionalists, that nobody can ever give me a definition of it, but with the Constitution is a contract, and nobody's a signatory to it or an heir of the signatories to it. If you are, then okay, but now you're seriously screwed because you are seriously in debt with everything that's going on. So as we went through, they were telling me, yeah, their personal experiences. So in this one instance, this woman who's actually from a whole other country, she came in and she's like, I don't give you authority, I don't give you authority, I don't give you authority. They threatened. They actually would make movements and mannerisms as if they were going to physically harm her.
Right.
And she would always just say, look, I knew my body can handle anything. She goes, that's my belief system, that's my experience. She goes, if they try to shoot me up with whatever and I don't know what it is, I just know my body can transmute it, not a problem. She knows that the body's one of the most advanced technologies in existence. So, and that's with consciousness, right? And so she was like, okay, I'm just going to continue. They do something to me, no problem, I can handle it. They try to beat me, I can handle it. And every time she said, I do not give authority, I do not give you authority over my body, over my being. And not once did they ever harm her or touch her. In fact, the law enforcement got upset with the nurses because the nurses and the doctors refused to touch her. They were like, no, she said no. That's it. End of story. We're not touching her. And they got in fights, the law enforcement with me, because law enforcement can't do anything and they know it, so they try to trick. And I don't have the IDs of what law enforcement it was, but from what she was saying, it was in the facility itself. So you're talking either, and it was in Philadelphia, so... it was more of a regional jail cell, so more of like a corrections officer kind of
right.
thing. And so she just wanted to impress upon everyone, when you know who you are and you stand in that, nobody can harm you or touch you unless you design that creation to happen.
Right.
And this is 2 years now that she's been going through this. And, you know, even... those overseas who were telling me that they had gotten thrown into mental institutions over the last 4 years, she said the same thing. She goes, even in the mental institutions, they threaten, they, you know, but none of them, when you say I do not give authority, they do not touch you at all. At all. And I said, okay, well, what in the instances when they've had inmates that come in and they've shot them up just with drugs, she goes, because when they... what happens is they presume, and I said, yes, we get that. I said, but, and she goes, you just have to stand in your being. She goes, whether you're at the grocery store or you're in the jail, it doesn't matter. You've got to stand in your being.
Right.
Always do what you feel to do, but that's the confidence level. And she goes, you know, it took, a lot of us came in here knowing that the job that we need to get done and then overwhelmed about the fucking job that had to get done.
Right.
And nobody knew it would take this long. Nobody. And, you know, we'll just, we are where we are right now. And I can tell you, everyone is super elated that we are where we are right now. So when I went over everything with them, you know, because a lot of them, they knew about the filings. A few of them who had been in solitary confinement did not know anything about the filings. Because they've been in here for, what, 5, 6 years?
Right.
And basically have been in solitary confinement the whole time. And then just out of the blue, they said that they got moved. Now they know why, because we had to do our meeting, but then they got returned.
Right.
So the big part was they were so grateful that everyone's coming together with unity and awareness. It is so important because it means that all of this ends and these agents who have been doing all of this to keep things neutralized, et cetera, they transmit. The ones that are in solitary, literally they're put in solitary because they are transmitting and receiving so much, and they were talking to too many inmates at the time that they got thrown into solitary. And like I said, some have been in there for a very long time. And they just continue to transmit. They can't stop them. They're super excited for the solar eclipse. I just would like for everyone to really focus on the big picture, because we also have all streams of consciousness are now just one stream of consciousness, which means you're going to see aspects come in that have always been talked about, petitioned for the information for, but never seen. And now everyone's coming out of the shadows and they're going to be seen. So I would like to impress upon everyone, keep an open mind, keep an open heart, and really feel, because it takes a lot of courage to come out from the shadows. And I say that as one that is doing that over the last few months so that people can actually just see the all of me.
Right.
It's not easy. It's a little nerve-wracking. And yet at the same time, the ones that are going to be coming out are just hoping to always be accepted and loved for who they are, all they are, at every given moment, even if that's less than what people expect them to be. And yet at the same time, by just being unconditionally embraced, they end up bringing the all of them through. And I can tell you it's better than anyone's ever imagined. And that goes for all of you. Everyone's super excited. They never, at some point, people were starting to lose hope on the inside here that anyone would come together and be unified. So they're super proud of everyone, and they are ecstatic. And that was repeated over and over and over and over again. So the gratitude, they're super excited for parties and celebrations so everyone can come together and everyone can say thank you. But they wanted me to impress upon everyone their gratitude and their joy. You know, they've given up everything to make sure that everyone had everything, just as everyone right now is letting go of a lot of comforts, right? A lot of things that we've held on to for so long, because we all know, we can all feel, and now we're going to experience that everything has changed.
Right. And I wanted to go back, because this is very important, go back to what you mentioned a moment ago of people coming out of the shadows, and you alluded to yourself coming out of the shadows. And I think while we're having this conversation, my perspective is that we're all still the same beings that we all resonated to, regardless of what is becoming unshadowed or not. And
not shadow in a bad thing, Easy. What I'm just saying is
none of us have shown
all of ourselves.
I got that.
Right?
So when people see different things, whatever they're seeing, whenever they unfold, if their heart is open and they're in an expansive state, that's just, okay, great. That's more info, and I'm still focusing where I'm focusing.
You know, I think what it is it feels good to be all that you are.
Yes.
Without any limits whatsoever. So you end up shining even more. I know personally, and I like to just speak from my own personal experience. I don't like to speak for others, because I really enjoy hearing them tone and their excitement, just as you guys have been talking with Randy, you've been talking with, you know, amongst yourselves and everything else. And what for me is, how do you say, there's a lot of, like, throughout the years that I've worked, military intelligence, militaries, period, universal militaries, planetary, American, et cetera, have all tried to figure out where I'm from and who I'm serving, meaning what agenda and et cetera, what powers do I have, what tools, what teams, and, you know, here's my point, is everyone is so much more than what they
think. This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Everyone is so much more than what they thought they were. And in order to hopefully inspire everyone to, you know, make visible all that they are, and self-embrace, because you can't, no one can embrace you because you don't make yourself visible unless you can embrace yourself first.
Right, right.
Okay? So I just wanted to put out there, you know, as far as the reference to me, I'm just having a good time making myself visible, doing all I feel to do, and trusting and feeling you know, all of this, the validation that everyone is doing as they feel they do. And I knew that everyone would pull this out. So I'm having a good time making myself visible and answering those questions. And the answer is yes to all of it and so much more. Right?
Great.
So I love you guys, and I just wanted to make sure we